What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Monday, August 12th, 2019, start of a brand new week. And boys, there are a lot of stuff going on here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations. And obviously, the big story from over the weekend, and not that anybody was surprised, but on Saturday morning, Jeffrey Epstein was found supposedly hanged in his high-security prison cell there in Manhattan. And a lot of people are wondering, how the heck could that have happened? Because, you know, he tried suicide or was attacked a few weeks ago. He should have been on suicide watch. And a lot of people are saying it just doesn't really make a lot of sense. So everyone's already suspicious about what's going on with this. And I'm just trying. Okay, there we go. All right. Doing better. Okay, we already have a caller on the line, Jim in Illinois. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I need to tell you four facts about the Epstein suicide or murder, whatever you want to call it. First of all, William Barr is in charge of all federal prisons, so he's responsible for what's going on. Number two, William Barr and his father both had a personal relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. And
the third thing,
Epstein did have a cellmate up until that Friday, and within 24 hours or less than that, he was found dead, supposedly. And the final thing, who took the picture of Epstein going into the hospital on a cart, and why did the Justice Department allow that picture to come out?
Well, they wanted to basically say, see, he's really dead, but there are a lot of people wondering if that was really him. And the arguments are rather compelling. We're going to get into them in a little bit.
Right. So, you know, this whole thing is, you know, I don't know if Jeffrey Epstein is burning in hell or he's down at the Caribbean getting a facial plastic surgery done on him. So.
Well, there's certainly a lot of theories as to what happened.
Right, right. And, but again, it seems like this is a major inside job and someone wanted him to just shut up, basically. Including Donald Trump.
Yes.
And not Bill Clinton, even though Trump stated, you know, Bill Clinton is behind it. No, I don't buy that.
Yeah, it's too soon to say who's behind it. I mean, there were so many people who wanted Epstein to be silenced. I mean, at this particular point, it fingers are pointing in every single direction. Could be, maybe, might be, but we're not sure.
Right. Well, Mike, I knew you're going to have a lot of calls. You take care.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah, we'll probably get a lot of calls on this one here. It's a big story, I mean. Okay, so a story out of Russia today. It doesn't take a tinfoil hat to smell a rat in Epstein's way too convenient death. And absolutely. I mean, there were a lot of people. I mean, Friday, the first release of documents ordered by the judge had happened. There had been an attempt to block it by Ghislaine Maxwell. That didn't work. And it was there were names in there, including Bill Clinton's. So a lot of people were expecting something like this to happen. I got a text message Saturday morning. I was still asleep. Somebody said, Jeff Epstein is dead. And I texted back, imagine my shock, I'm going back to sleep. So Attorney General Barr is putting on a good show of outrage. And he's saying heads must roll. But the story keeps changing. Okay. First of all, they're saying now Epstein had been taken off suicide watch. Despite this incident 3 weeks ago, a later story said he was taken off suicide watch at the request of his lawyers, which may dovetail with some other stuff that we're looking at here. Originally, they were saying the camera monitoring his cell was broken. Now, these are very expensive, ruggedized cameras, so the prisoners can't smash them. And then when people started saying, oh, come on, that one convenient camera that came on back and said, well, actually, the whole system was down. And apparently, even though he was not on suicide watch, guards are required to make checks on prisoners every 30 minutes. But that night, the procedure was not followed. In fact, it's being said that he was left alone for hours. Okay, now a former Manhattan criminal jail system, correctional facility, says that it's impossible to commit suicide in those cells. They're designed so that you can't hurt yourself. If it's even possible that you might hurt yourself, materials that you could use to hurt yourself are taken away from you. And we're seeing all these stories from prison experts, former commissioners, former wardens, and they're all out there saying, this just does not make any sense at all. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. We're talking about the very strange suicide, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, of Jeffrey Epstein on sometime Friday night, Saturday morning. And we're going to go back to the phones to Don in Iowa.
Hello, Mike. Yes, you're right. It makes no sense. Everybody agrees on that. It makes no sense. Cameras don't just all of a sudden totally break down. I mean, normally it's a once in a million thing. And in my opinion, which I'm entitled to, nobody's paying me for my opinion, but I'm entitled to my opinion. It's just as much sense that he was whisked away somehow. He greased a few palms. He did this on Saturday morning when it was shorthanded. There weren't a lot of people there. He had somebody pay off somebody. It's New York City. He had connections, you know, there. He had friends. He still has influential friends there. He has a huge amount of money. He paid off some people, I think. I mean, I don't know this, but it makes as much sense as anything else because nothing else makes sense. It doesn't make sense.
Well, there are a lot of people saying that Epstein may, in fact, still be alive. And that was a lookalike that was on that hospital gurney. Of course, they could have taken him into the hospital, declared that he was dead, and then wheeled him out the back. I find it very unusual that the coroner in the case has not officially confirmed the cause of death and says he's waiting for additional information.
It's unusual, and I'm not going to believe the coroner unless they prove that it's Epstein's DNA, which I don't think they're going to do because they don't have to. But, I mean, they should prove that it's actually him by taking the DNA and see if it's similar to his brother or his sister or his mother or whatever, which is relatives. Because that's the only way I'm going to believe that corpse was him. He could have just paid him off, the relevant people, whoever the head of that, you know, and that guy, whoever the head of that jail is not saying a word to anybody. Nobody from the prison is giving any press conference. They don't want to say anything.
Yep.
Nobody from the government has given a press conference or not saying anything. So he paid off somebody. He might have paid off all the way up to Barr. Who knows? He paid off Christopher Wray. He paid off. He had a lot of money. I mean, $1 million goes a long way to some cop, you know. I mean,
yes.
Only $1 million. You know, so that's my opinion. They wheeled him out. He was still alive, in my opinion. Somewhere arrangements were made to change his body with some other look-alike corpse that looks almost like could have been already tampered. We had plastic surgery on that corpse to make him look exactly like. That's my opinion. It's a possibility. No possibility that he killed himself unless somebody gave him some poison. And how come they're not even telling us the cause of death? If they're saying it's a suicide.
Oh, they're saying that he hanged himself.
He hanged himself.
Hanged himself. And, yeah, well, that's the big question because.
How.
Again, we have former prisoners of that jail facility and former employees of that prison facility saying it can't be done.
Right.
Those cells are designed to prevent self-harm.
They say those sheets are like paper. You can't hang yourself with the sheet. And
that's true. They'll tear.
They can say he hang himself, but we're going to, I mean, they're not explaining anything. It's just. They're hoping everybody just forgets about this in a few days. Okay, Mike, I'm going to let you go. Thanks a lot. Take it easy.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Peter in California. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, we called it.
Yes.
Boy,
I hate being right all the time.
Yeah, you know, the one thing, whatever it is, and you know what? We don't know what happened, but the one thing you can always bank on is there's never any accountability.
Nope.
Whatever it is, whatever the explanation, there's never accountability. But my take on this is that this is almost, for me, like almost the last straw, that this is such a corrupt system. But this is a guy, Epstein, that was a state-of-the-art, world-class, you know, of all time, blackmailer. All right?
Yes.
Who must have had 100 kill switches everywhere. This guy must have kill switched his butt off. And the fact that just like Osama bin Laden, when they were 2 feet away and the guy was unarmed and they didn't take him prisoner and then nobody saw a body, you know,
yes,
an election was coming up, even Robert Maxwell, nobody really found his body. Nobody really knows if he's dead or Ken Lay or any of these people. But here we have this under extremely suspicious circumstances. The guy would have been under surveillance. He would have been, you know, another one, by the way, look back at was the guy that ratted out Murder Incorporated.
Whitey Bulger.
No, not Whitey Bulger. This guy was in 1940. It was Kid Twist, Abe Rellis, the guy who ratted out Murder Incorporated back in 1940.
Yeah.
They killed like 1,000 people. Somebody threw him off of a fifth-story building. But at any rate, here's the guy that pissed off how many Bronfman, Wexner, all these billionaires, MAGA. He pissed off the Israelis and the CIA and the FBI, who I'm sure he was also informing on, the Clintons, Trump, Prince Andrew.
Yes.
You know, the entire Israel lobby was afraid of what he could tell everybody. And this guy would have had kill switches to beat the band. I'm betting that he's still alive. They couldn't actually kill the guy. They want to, but they couldn't. And even
yep.
with all their surveillance, I'm sure they've gone through all the tapes to try to get all his kill switches. They probably don't have confidence he could get them all. That's my opinion, Mike. But I have no confidence in our justice system. Geez, I mean, what's his name? Rosenstein, or is it Rosenstein? Is back at work now?
Yeah.
The guy.
Peter
work.
Strzok.
There's no.
Peter Strzok is
for
back
anybody.
At work.
Strzok, Comey. No. Nothing. No. Nobody's lost a thing anywhere. 911. Nobody went to jail. Nobody. Nobody got demoted or lost their job.
The operant question is going to be who's about to be promoted, because that'll really tell us what was going on inside that jail. I mean, if you think about the John F. Kennedy assassination, the officer who was in charge of security for the president got a promotion after the president was killed. The guy who was accused of allowing Jack Ruby into the basement of the Dallas jail got promoted. Eventually, he became sheriff of Midlothian, Texas. So we keep an eye on these staffers at this jail, and we see who gets promoted as a reward.
That's an excellent point. I hadn't even, but of course you're right. That's right. Everybody, they have to pay off people to carry this out. But it just goes to show you just how hopelessly corrupt the entire system is. Even Barr's father is linked with Epstein, getting him his job or something. I mean,
yep.
Everybody is linked with this guy. There's, you know, either he's deader than hell or he's living on an island somewhere with Maxwell and Ken Lay.
Well, he could be over in Israel right now or, witness protection. I don't think Epstein is actually dead.
But by the way, it's time to remind everybody what happened to Irv Rubin. by the
way. Oh, yes.
You know, this guy got Irv Rubin, or, you know, Jack Ruby. Geez, what do all these people have in common, by the way? Jack Ruby, Irv Rubin, Abe Kid Twist Rellis from Murder Incorporated, Epstein. What do they all have in common? Anyway,
they all had incriminating information that threatened the powerful.
Among other things, yes, that's right. But at any rate, Mike, it's really something. It's a real case study of just how bad this is.
Yep.
So, anyways, can I ask before I take off, what's your schedule like? I know you're going to be moving here in a couple of days.
Well,
the
movers show up and start to pack on Thursday, so sometime about then. I'll be off this system here and using that portable setup that we tested from Kauai. And it's going to take about 4 weeks for our stuff to get to the mainland, and then I'll get it put back together as fast as I can. I'm still working on Claire's portable office, and we've hired some help to try and get things done. I'm up here doing radio, and they're downstairs wrapping up things in foam pads.
So you're going to be off the air for any days at all, or are you going to manage
it? I may have to take a few days off. I'm going to try and stay on the air as continuously as I can. I wish I could promise that it was going to be there, but between flight times and everything else, I may miss a few days. I'll try and keep it to an absolute minimum, but I'll probably miss a few days.
Well, all right, guys. I'm signing off here, but I can't wait to hear what other people. I want to hear what Mark from North Carolina. Wasn't he a former correctional guy?
Yeah.
I think so. What he has to say about this. But anyway,
I think I see him in the queue right now.
All righty.
All right. Thanks for the phone call.
Man.
We're going to switch over to Art Off the Grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Did you say Mark from Philly is in the queue right now?
No, it's Mark from North Carolina.
Ah, okay. I want to dispel a little bit of rumor here, because really this is starting to piss me off. And I'm going to probably piss off a few out there, including the previous caller here. Let's stop with the camera crap. Unless you've actually been inside the Metropolitan Correctional Center or know something about it, you don't know what you're talking about. Because while there are cameras that scan the common areas, and there are cameras that scan the outside of the prison, there are no cameras inside any of the cells. Now, that's rumor number one that we need to nip in the bud right damn now. Stop with this crap. You're spreading conspiracy theory without any evidence to make it a conspiracy. The second thing is this concept that he was on or off suicide watch. Here is where we're running into problems. I am an ex-con, so I think I know a little something about what the hell I'm talking about. While I was incarcerated, I tried to commit suicide. At the time, I was mentally weak, and I didn't think I could handle being in prison. I found out I was wrong. I was actually quite strong. But suicide watch, generally as a rule, is 30 days. Epstein was not on suicide watch for 30 damn days. So if he was taken off prematurely, I would like to know why. Okay? So that's the second issue that we need to be looking at. And there are people out there that are trying to say that there is no way Epstein could possibly be alive, that there's no way he made it out of there alive. Well, if you, and I know the vast majority of Republic Broadcasting listeners do not fall into this category, because the majority of us know.
Okay, Art, I got to put you on hold. Stay on the line. We'll be back after these few words.
Mm-hmm. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back for our show here. And again, if you'd like to help out Republic Broadcasting, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas 78664. The phone number where you can make a debit or credit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other time. The network thanks you. Okay, we're talking with Art Off the Grid, and during the commercial break, I did a little web searching. Now, the original report out over the weekend on Saturday had indicated there was a camera that could see inside the cell, but it had malfunctioned. Now the story is, as you said it yourself, the cameras sweep the common areas outside the cells and the outside of the building, but they do not peer into the individual cells. And so
the reason for that is, even when you're in jail, when you are in your respective cell, you do have a level of privacy. This is because you have male and female guards, and so because of this, cameras do not look directly into the cell. Now, I know this because I happen to know people who have been incarcerated there. I've already talked to them. And they tell me, no, cameras cannot see inside the cells. So, with that, Epstein was supposedly in solitary, which means he did not have a cellmate. Now,
yes.
The reason he was in solitary was partly because of his previous, if you want to believe, suicide attempt, but also the fact that he had reported that his life had been threatened. Now, there are those who are trying to claim that he, no way could he have possibly made it out of there alive. But these are people like Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, and so and so and so and so and so and so. And, of course, people, common everyday people you know on the streets, who actually believe that 19 nut jobs from caves in Afghanistan pulled off September 11th. These are also the same kind of people that actually believe Timothy McVeigh blew up the Oklahoma City Alfred P. Murrah building, and that Waco
yep.
was indeed a raid on a bunch of lunatic fringe gun nuts, blah, blah, blah. Okay? Well, here's the problem. If these people, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, and the rest of these clowns, actually believe that September 11th was pulled off by a bunch of nut jobs in caves in Afghanistan,
yep.
and that Oklahoma City was actually pulled off by one guy in a truck bomb, and all of this, then what is so hard to believe that a guy with that kind of money could not orchestrate an escape from a federal...
He didn't even need to have the money. All he had to do was, you know, get a message to get a message to key people and say, you know, you spring me out of this.
Hard.
Hello.
I can explain to you very
Hello?
Clear, very in a very Art. Short amount of time how easy I could pull that off if I had that kind of money. But I'm sure nobody wants to hear that because it would challenge everybody's perception of what's real.
You know, Epstein didn't even really need to have a lot of money. All he has to do is call up some key people and say, find a way to get me out of here, or I'm going to go public with what I know about you. And in fact, apparently... It was confirmed that he was willing to name names in exchange for a reduced sentence. Okay? I guess we lost Art there, so let's switch over to Frank in North Carolina. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon. Yeah, I think Peter had some good points there he's bringing up about the dead man switches. I mean, somebody that's involved in espionage, intrigue, blackmail, you know, at an international level like that, you know, they don't play around. They watch their back. They've got stuff out there. They let people know, if you ever come after me, the whole system comes down. You know, information will be released. Now, whether it ever gets out, who knows? Kind of like in the movie 3 Days of the Condor with Robert Redford from 1975
yes.
or whatever it was. But, you know, it's a little bit different, though. I mean, I don't know about the cameras. I guess the cells don't have cameras. You know, I mean, I don't know what Art was in for, but I doubt he was the key defendant and witness in an international blackmail operation. It's a little bit of a different situation here.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I mean... so, you know, I take all that with a grain of salt. In fact, somebody texted me today and they said, hey, you know, just heard Rush Limbaugh. So I turned it on and Rush Limbaugh said, and I heard him say it again, he doesn't believe Epstein is dead. So, actually Art is wrong on that. Rush Limbaugh is out there saying he doesn't believe that Epstein is dead, and he would not be surprised if sometime
Okay, we seem to be having some problem with our audio here. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go right back to the phones to Tony in Puerto Rico. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Tony, are you there? I'm not hearing Tony. We seem to be having a problem with the phones today. All right, well, let's try switching over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Are you there? All right. Well, I'm going to go back to just talking about the news here until I get word that the issues with the phone have been taken care of. So a lot of people are very suspicious as to what happened. And there are even some really big names in government itself that are buying the official story. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is saying we need answers, lots of answers. And let's see, Matt Gaetz is saying Chairman Nadler should prioritize a judiciary investigation into how Jeff Epstein died in federal custody in Nadler's own neighborhood, over the Kavanaugh confirmation and the Russian hoax. Joe Scarborough came on out and said a guy who had information that would have destroyed the rich and powerful men's lives ends up dead in his jail cell. How predictably Russian. So Joe Scarborough is out there saying that the Russians did it. And it gets even weirder than that. All right, we're going to try and see if we can get a phone call to work. Frank in North Carolina. Aloha, Frank. Are you there? Okay. Frank, are you there? Okay, well, I'm going to go back to the news, and I guess until you get it fixed, we can't take any phone calls. So Lou Dobbs was out there saying dead men tell no tales. I've been hearing that one a lot, people talking about Epstein. U.S. Representative Al Green, the suicide of Mr. Epstein is an impossibility. When impossibility occurs involving powerful people and possible criminality, there must be an investigation to end speculation, because the public has a right to know. I'm calling for a congressional investigation. So, yeah, whoever thought this was going to work, regardless of whether it was a hit on him or he did manufacture an escape, they clearly didn't get away with it. Okay. Rudy Giuliani, what does the word watch mean in the phrase suicide watch? Who was watching? What does the camera show? Well, I guess that's where the camera story originated with Rudy Giuliani. It is inconceivable Epstein could have hung himself if there was a suicide watch. Follow the motives. Okay, we're going to try our phone system again. Joe in Tennessee, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, you hear me?
Hey, yes, I hear you.
Oh, all right, great. I'm just enjoying the hell out of this Epstein thing. Whether he's alive or dead, really the great issue for this, for somebody that once has been trying to expose since Waco about the FBI and the corruption in the Department of Justice, I mean, this is red-pilling millions and millions and millions of Americans to what we've been saying for 30 years or more, some of us, about the corruption of the Department of Justice. You know all about that with Vince Foster, and Waco, 9/11. So our credibility, our stock, a story like this, it's so like, even like people like my mom and my sister who almost always buy the government line, they just smell a rat with this stuff too, you know? So I think in that regard, it's just absolutely like one of the better things to happen to the alt-right, you know, people that are skeptics. I hear him say conspiracy theory and trying to apply this to conspiracy theory, and 70% of the American people are saying, well, if that's a conspiracy, count me in, because it's such an obvious, you know, injustice. But actually, in that regard, I wanted to also say that I hope they did kill Epstein, because he was a terrorist, and, you know, he deserves to be killed. He probably would have skated somehow or another, so I hope he was killed. I think he was actually probably pulling a fake job, you know, with his money and connections and Mossad and all that. I think
yes.
He's getting the Ken Lay treatment. But and one thing I'd like to say is, as much as I don't like the Clintons, I don't think the Clintons got this. I'm not going to put this on the Clintons, because if they have the information from Epstein, they have all the video. I'm sure the government has all the videos, all the pictures, all the flight logs. I would find it hard to believe that the Clintons. Well, who's getting blamed for it? Like, are you on the Facebook or internet, or you hear all that radio be talking about the Clintons, bringing up the Clinton body count? It's not a good thing to happen for the Clintons, you know. And meanwhile, what would they gain? Because I'm sure Epstein, all the information. If the government is going to prosecute these very powerful, rich people, then they have all that information already. He's alive or dead. They don't need him on the stand to testify against these people. They have all the videos and pictures. So the fact that they might think Clinton killed him so he wouldn't testify against Clinton, you know, they think it's going to be some big court TV case, you know, with Epstein ratting them out. Well, they don't have to do that. They have videos. I mean, Epstein was blackmailing all these people. So I'm sure he's got videos and pictures and everything of Clinton. So,
well, the question is, on the assumption that Epstein did actually die Friday night, who has got those videos now?
Well, I would assume that some of the videos were, you know, the government had them before they even, when they rearrested him. I mean, they raided his apartment again after they rearrested him. And I'm sure they have, you know, they've had that information for a while. So it's just that the political people haven't allowed it to come out yet. The political part of the Department of Justice is not going to go after these people. I mean, there's a lot of
I don't think Epstein would have kept that material where he lived and worked. I mean, that was Vince Foster's mistake. He had a dead man switch set up, but he kept it in his White House office safe. And they were able to get at it and destroy it before the park police showed up. So blackmailers generally tend to have an office somewhere, off premises, a lot of locks on it, banal title above the door. And that's where they keep the information, so it can't be found.
Well, I think he's more of an intelligence agent through the Mossad, and I think that I would look at Ehud Barak before I looked at Bill Clinton's involvement in this. But I would say one thing to look out for, and that is people getting sick and dying, like big shot people. If they're not going to go away, like if Epstein doesn't quiet all the government potential prosecutions, then you're going to start seeing people getting some of these real big guys falling down with illnesses and being incapacitated and dying.
Yeah, I don't think the wet work is over.
No, I don't. In fact, but I mean, if you start hearing about, like, you know, the Clintons being sickly and coming down with things and Prince Andrew or whatever, you know that they're not laying off this. I don't know. To me, it's a Mossad operation. And I'm not, like, one to call in and blame the Mossad all the time, but I really don't see what the Clintons gain from this, because all you're hearing about is Clinton body count was the number one trend on Twitter, I think, the last few days. So what do they gain from it, you know?
Apparently there were worse things that Bill Clinton did that he didn't want to have come on out. And he was hardly alone in that. I mean, apparently it was wild times, you know, down at Epstein's place, whether that was Manhattan or Florida or the ranch out in New Mexico where he wanted his baby factory, or that little island down there in the Caribbean. I mean, he just had all this money, and for all we know, he's already back at that island. And they're just going to put lots of curtains on the windows. Yeah, little St.
Senator
George.
Senator Mitchell, Governor Richardson. I mean, those are some guys you saw. They were like pretty big shot figures. You know, Governor Richardson you still see on TV once in a while. You know, where's he going to have to hang his head now? I know he's out there chasing them underage girls. Amazing. But once again, it shows what a lot of us have been talking about, is how corrupt the system is and that how corrupt the Department of Justice and the FBI are. And, you know, I've heard you say before, Michael, that you want to see the economic system collapse so we don't go to wars. And I'd like to see the economic system collapse so that this degenerate country stops being so corrupt and degenerate. I think if we have an economic collapse, we'll probably still go to war, because that's a way to distract the people. But I think that we need an economic collapse to stop this transsexuals reading to children at school. I mean, if people didn't had to struggle a little more, maybe they wouldn't be as out there doing degenerate things like they are. You know, I mean, the system is, I think it's because of the prosperity.
It's a lot like Rome near the collapse. It really is.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, Joe, got to let you go. The phone lines are loading up. We seem to have our phones fixed again. And let's go back to Frank in North Carolina. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know how much I got out last time. I suddenly realized, and then I got a call saying that my call didn't go out over air, or not very much of it. So, yeah, but, you know, it's a little bit different, though, maybe. I'm thinking, you know, from just a normal, you know, criminal being in lockup, than somebody who is like the key witness, a key, you know, key defendant in an international conspiracy. I mean, doesn't that, wouldn't they get a little bit different treatment than, say, Art off the grid? I don't know. But
well, generally, I mean, he's a high-profile inmate. he was at risk. One of the articles that I read from a former commissioner of that jail was basically saying, when you have somebody who is suicidal, the last thing you do is put them in solitary confinement, because that can drive them right over the edge.
Yeah, and I can't pretend to be understand his state of mind, somebody that's done the horrible things, but I would think he would not want to go meet his maker if he has any fear or you know, belief that there might be an afterlife. I just almost find it hard to believe. And obviously, he's a narcissist. He probably, yes. People like that a lot of times think there's always a way out, you know, because he's gotten out of so many things before. But by the way, I don't know if this got out the last time I called in, but somebody told me to turn Rush Limbaugh on today. So I turned it on, and Rush Limbaugh was actually saying he doesn't believe Epstein's dead. I heard him say it a couple of times. That was erroneous from the previous caller. I don't know about Glenn Beck. I didn't even know Glenn Beck was still around. But, Rush Limbaugh is out there leading the conspiracy charge for the normies. And yeah, you're right. One of the other callers were saying, I've been contacted by several people that are normies. I mean, they don't care anything about conspiracy or anything, and they're not buying it. They think it's suspicious, and I don't claim to know what happened. Anyway, I'll let you go.
All right, thanks an awful lot here, and we're going to go to W in Texas. W, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind? W, are you there?
Okay, great. I guess my first point is apparently about 8% of suicides are successful on suicide watch, local jails. But then today I heard on a popular show that at this particular facility, the last time a successful suicide happened was 44 years ago at this federal jail. I don't know how accurate that is, but I heard today, so that's pretty amazing. Second point is with the New York Post, apparently they're the only publication that have those pictures of him on the gurney. And then I'm reading things that saying that's actually training photos, and they just photoshopped his face horizontally on that gurney to look like that. It looks pretty strange, to be honest. And plus, if he was already dead, they just put him
Wind
in the corner, quarterback.
Door closed. I got startled. I don't think that image is photoshopped, but I'm starting to agree with those who are saying that isn't even Jeff Epstein, that they just found some guy who looked like him. I'd say Anthony Bourdain, but he was cremated, put him on the gurney and wheeled him on out. Or maybe, like I said, my other theory is they took him into the hospital, technically still alive, and then they do this announcement, he's dead, and meanwhile, you know, he changes clothes and he's out the back door heading for parts unknown.
Right. And the last third point is just interesting seeing the mainstream media interesting time that so many people that have always said, well, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I've been seeing that a lot lately on the social media. So it's like a turning point here where folks are just not buying. They're being skeptical for once. They're not just buying the official narrative anymore. So that's really nice to see. That's it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. We're going to switch over to Chris in Las Vegas. And Chris, I may have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you so much, Michael. I certainly appreciate the comments by the previous callers. I am the one that doesn't feel particularly warm and fuzzy about the FBI coming in to supposedly investigate the alleged suicide of Epstein.
Yeah.
I think that's likely more accurately to cover it up, because they're usually complicit in covering up these high crimes of heads of state, which seem to proliferate around this particular scenario with the Mossadamite operation. The other thing that I think is particularly noteworthy is that you have to have up-to-date information, and most of the federal facilities and many state facilities, as I can attest to from my being unlawfully arrested and incarcerated and kidnapped and taken psychopolitical warfare terrorism hostage up to Lakes Crossing Center in Sparks, Nevada, they definitely had cameras in all the rooms to observe the incarceratees or detainees, as the case may be.
Yep.
And because I had gone on a Gandhi-esque styled hunger strike, not eating the food they provided. I hear music.
Okay, Chris, yeah, I got to put you back on hold. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Matt Ray for MySleepAllNight.com, and most of us don't even realize that almost all of the healing, learning, and rejuvenating that happens in our body happens only when we are deeply asleep. Now, if you have trouble falling asleep and staying asleep, it's likely you never consistently achieve that crucial level of deep sleep. Deep restorative sleep is the key to health, mood, productivity, longevity, memory, you name it, so many health benefits. To experience what deep sleep feels like, try the new dietary supplement Sleep All Night, formulated by scientist Kurt Hendricks. And sleep like your life depends on it, because let's be honest, it does. Head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. That's MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code RADIO for 20% off your purchase. Again, head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code RADIO. That's MySleepAllNight.com.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, Miracle. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking with, W in Texas, I think. No, Chris in Las Vegas. I lost my place. Take it up where you left it off, Chris.
Well, I'd been taken hostage up to the Lakes Crossing high-security prison and so-called mental ill health care facility up in Lakes Crossing, Nevada, where I was gang force injected with a bioterror weapon, and therefore I was demonstrating peacefully in a Gandhi-esque fashion by going on hunger strike. And of course they alleged I was suicidal because of that, because I like the color getting the worst possible light. So I crafted a sign and put it up in the window there so it'd be on camera and burn into the image that I was not suicidal. I was merely protesting my forcible injection against my will, because they had a financial interest in having everybody 100% compliant with their injection they claim was a test. And so I assure Art and other callers that many of these facilities do have cameras. This was a fully integrated, both racially and sexually. There were women and men in there together of all different flavors. And so they had to have cameras in the hallways and in the rooms to make sure you weren't doing something inappropriate, supposedly. So it was quite an interesting introduction to the prison system, and gave me some insights that some people don't have, that they absolutely should have had if a guy was on suicide watch, some sort of video surveillance. And I likely expect they did have cameras on there, although they've claimed that they were all not functioning, which I find to be highly suspect at the very least.
I agree.
Thank you so much, Michael. I'll let myself go. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike. First of all, what Mark said, at least as far as I know, is true. I certainly was, as far as the Texas Department of Criminal Justice or Texas Department of Corrections went. They went out, the cameras could see the common area outside the cell. In a lot of respects, those cameras are watching the officers more than the inmate, make sure the officers did their job. They were actually watching both, because in a day room and all. But there's no way. I was in a high-security prison. I worked in a high-security prison. For about a year, a little over a year, but about a year and a half, I actually worked in what's called a PAMEO, which is the mental health part of the prison. So physically aggressive, mentally ill inmates. That's the actual Termford. And when we had it, we used to get, this is a specialized unit, state, and even other facilities around the state would send their inmates after trying to commit suicide over. And first of all, the first thing they did, they were completely stripped nude. When I say nothing, you know, just like they just like came out just the way they were born. And they'd be observed. And once they started,
Okay, Mark. Yeah, Mark, yeah. Got to put you on hold. Got to take a station identification break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.